Let's not have violence.
School authorities began to pressure the striking students.
The kids are getting calls from principals that they're going to be suspended, that they're going to be expelled, that anybody that was headed for college and had grants or scholarships, the scholarships were to be taken away. We needed some public official to say the kids are right.
We all went to go meet Bobby Kennedy on the day he was about to go meet Cesar Chavez, who was undergoing his fast at the point, to request that he support our efforts, in which he did, in which he was very, generous with his words and very offered us positive support.
He knew all about the walkouts. He had had a list of our demands. He asked us a couple of questions, and he told us that he supported everything that we did.
We are not going to play games.
Parents concerned for their children's future became actively involved.
We are not going to allow this situation to continue. We are not going to let young people below the age of 18 do the work that belongs to us.
As their children had done, they asked to meet with school officials. Their request was denied.
It seems that our voices are not heard.
What else have they left for us to do? All we can do is support them.
We spent 3 weeks trying to find one educator to understand the meaning of lack of respect. El respeto al derecho ajeno es la paz.
The real place where our movement was going to definitely demonstrate its full potential and strength was here in the city. For the first time, what was more significant is not what individuals were doing, but what masses of people were doing. And that's what the walkouts demonstrated. Our movement was not a movement of cadres, of individuals, of organizations, but of mass involvement.
Men and women of the Mexican-American community.
3 weeks later, the school board bowed to pressure and agreed to meet with parents.
We have allowed our young people to get the short end of the stick for too long.